had a very, very good result, a very strong result for the first half year, attributable to a number of things, primarily some of the internal work that we did when I first took over to really streamline our processes, to drive some costs out of the business, and to really become a lot more customer-focused perhaps than we had been before. And secondly, the markets really were with us in the first half of the last financial year.
Well, we'll talk about those markets in just a moment, but you mentioned that streamlining of processes and procedures. How did you do that? What exactly did you do?
What we did is we had a complete look at all our business units. We had a look at the profit drivers and we had a look at the cost bases of each of those. And as a team came up with a plan to do a number of things. Firstly, to just rationalize wherever we could in terms of our cost base. Secondly, to refocus our efforts and really redouble our efforts in terms of customer service and customer satisfaction. And that has paid dividends.
You mentioned the other contributing factor is, of course, the price of the commodity itself. And gold's been sitting up around and over that $1,600 Aussie dollar an ounce mark for some time now.
That's right.
So good time to be in the business you're in, no doubt.
It is. There's no doubt about that. The bulk of our marketing efforts are offshore from Australia. So even though in Aussie dollars, the price is very, very attractive and it's at almost at all-time highs, most of our business is conducted offshore and it's conducted in US dollars. So we haven't had quite the same kick along that we might have had every ounce that we sold been here in Australia.
So, Richard, where is this interest coming from to actually purchase the gold that you're processing?
In terms of gold bars, cast bars that we're selling, a lot of that's going into Asia, primarily into China. The Chinese remain very, very big buyers of bullion, mainly because they're pretty long US dollars. And one of the ways to diversify out of that is to swap those US dollars into gold. In terms of coins, the big markets for us and where the biggest demand has come from is the United States and from Germany.
Now, we know that Australian gold production hit a 12-year high last year, much of which, of course, was generated here in WA. How's the mint coped with that, Richard?
We've coped as we always do. Our manufacturing and refining facilities are scalable, and what you'll have seen over the years is that we've gradually been increasing and increasing our volume throughput, so we've been able to cope with the existing staff and with the existing plant that we've got.
As we mentioned, the prices are high in Aussie dollar terms at the moment, and there's a real buffer there. A lot of miners saying they're receiving, you know, upwards of $400 US an ounce in terms of profit after all-in sustaining costs. Are you concerned that miners may start to target the lower grade ore again, and that production will fall from what you've seen in the last 12 months?
There's a lot of speculation every year that production will fall in the following year and the year after that. And whilst there are minor variations year on year, what we have seen over time is a steady increase in production. So no, I'm not particularly concerned about that.
Richard, how does the mint capitalise on this record result? I mean, do you reinvest in the business? What do you do?
We certainly do reinvest. We're obviously a very, very big dividend and taxpayer to the government of Western Australia, our ultimate owner. But after that, we do reinvest the bulk of our profits in productive capacity in the business to ensure that we stay abreast of our competition from overseas, to ensure that we do have the best technology that we can buy to really add value to precious metals in the state of Western Australia.